The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Sky Broadband. Get the power to do more with Sky's best ever Wi-Fi.
Good morning, all. This is Ryan Tuberty with you on Tuesday morning. It's the 2nd of March, 2021, and we are with you till 10 a.m. The text number is 51551. This foggy morning, strange to say, in Dublin, Ireland, isn't it amazing? The fog, but there's sun, and it's going to be great. It's going to be a beautiful day. Did you know that we have one of the things that people like me miss in times like this is the cinema. Like a good cinema, like maybe miss going to. See, you can download the new Disney movie, which got 5 stars in one of the papers this morning, this Friday, if you so wish. But it'll cost you about 25 quid to do so. And we were kind of debating, is that cool, or have you already paid your fee for downloading the thing, the streaming service, of which now you find yourself, don't you, kind of rabbit holing with the streaming service? You go, I'll just get that one because I want to watch that program. And then I forgot to cancel. I was only doing that for a free trial for a week. Oh, now I've got another one. Now I've got another bill. I've got, wait, how am I streaming? Oh. Wasn't it more simple when you just had one? Anyway, doesn't matter. That's what it is. And one of the most beautiful cinemas in this country, which is the Stella Cinema in Dublin, has been named one of the world's most 20 most beautiful cinemas. Isn't that amazing? That is quite the accolade, but it's fully deserved. And this is from Time Out, the guide that you would be familiar with, wherever you might travel in the world. And they talk about this. If you haven't seen, look it up, because you can't go and see it now, but look it up for now. It is so gorgeous, Art Deco style cinema. It was opened in 1923, and it just still has that feel to it, thanks to the reopening of it from what's called the Press Up Group. And they started in 2017 using old photographs to help them restore it to its original design. And it's just gorgeous. And as they say in the Time Out, the global film editor describes, the refurbishment pushes the Scott Fitzgerald vibe into the realms of French martinis and bourbon cocktails. Oh, and the screen itself isn't shabby either. The Stellar used to Ireland's largest cinema. Now it used to be, but now it's just the swishest. Upstairs and to the side in what was once a dance studio is the Stella cocktail bar with a decadent velvet interior, new roof light, over bar mirror and small outdoor terrace. Weren't we there drinking those delicious Clover Clubs? My goodness, the memories. And even the glasses, the little coupe glasses. And you just have one and say, I'm just going to have one more and then I'm out of here. You say that for about 2 hours and you're still there having just one more. I'm out of here. And that's after seeing a great film, of course. And that is The Stellar. Oh, you lost me there for a minute. I was in a reverie of cocktails. It's like we were talking about that film, that Midnight in Paris. You ever seen that film? It's a beautiful film where the writers kind of come alive as he goes into a kind of portal. Owen Wilson. And it's a lovely film, and one that comes with a high recommendation. And speaking of these great accolades for Irish phenomena, the Lonely Planet has named Europe's top 20 beaches. And we go to Mayo for the beach that they've included in this list. And we go to a beach that I stood on, 3-4 years ago along the Wild Atlantic Way called Keem Beach. And as soon as I say that, to those of you who know it, you'll go, yeah, it was always a given. It's such a beautiful place. If you haven't been there, look that up too, because we have to live today, do we not, on Fantasy Island. The plane, boss, the plane. It's Fantasy Island today because... unless you're from Mayo and you live near Keem Beach in Senior 5K, you're going to go there and go walk along the golden sand and think, we own this. It's ours. It's such a gorgeous. It's number 18 on the top 20. I mean, we got in by a whisker, but we'll take it. It says, no matter your taste in beach, Europe obliges. From the wild wind-lashed shores of the Atlantic coast to mountain-fringed Arctic bays where whales raise their tails and the sunlit, snuggled-away coves of Italy and Greece, we bring you the cream of the European coast with these top 20 beaches. And this is, of course, from The Lonely Planet, as reported by RTE.ie. They say, Ireland's Wild Atlantic Way hides a crock of gold when it comes to dramatic coastlines, and nowhere more so than the gloriously remote Keem Bay at the far west of Achill Island. And bearing the brunt of stormy seas and the fickle whims of the Irish weather, this half-moon bay of golden sand spreads at the foot of steep cliffs and grassy slopes. Good Lord, breathless description of a beach I want to be on now. Not tomorrow, not in 6 weeks, but now. I miss it so much. I miss my Wild Atlantic Way, because I own it, obviously, and I miss it very much. Anyway, that's a nice little escape from reality, which is good. Is there an actress more elegant in the world today than Gillian Anderson? So classy. There's a lovely picture of her on the front of the Irish Daily Mail in her gown for the Golden Globes, and it's all the style there in pages 15, 16 and 17. But I just think she's an exercise in pure class. And as Margaret Thatcher, I thought she was rather good, as it turns out. Pretty good in anything she did, in fairness to her. And Alva Daly reporting the Irish Mirror today that Oris Na Uachtaráin Ron has a new resident, an adorable puppy. Well, that was always going to happen, wasn't it? President Higgins was spotted with the new addition over the weekend as he walked it alongside his Bernese mountain dog, Brode. And following the death of poor old Shoda last year, he shared pictures of the presidential pet. But looks like there's now a new pup in the park. But there's no word as to what class of dog he get. Did he get another companion? Can we get on to the Oris and confirm, please? What class of presidential pup is motoring around the gardens? I'm sure they wouldn't mind telling. Give Hans a shout there and say, Hans, it's critical information for us. What class of canine are we talking about this morning? We'd love to know. Meanwhile, Brad Pitt starred in a brilliant film by Tarantino called Inglourious Basterds. If you haven't seen it, watch it immediately. Well, not right now, but watch it this week. It's such a tremendous World War II bonkers film. Especially Christoph Waltz at the beginning as the Nazi Gestapo officer who's convinced that somebody's hiding Jewish people in the basement of a house, and it is terrifying. But Brad Pitt comes up in the film later on anyway, and he developed an interest in Winston Churchill as a result of his time on that film. And not only that, he then went on to kind of develop an interest in Winston Churchill's art. You know, Winston Churchill was a quite accomplished artist by all accounts, and he bought a painting. This painting was owned by Franklin Roosevelt. Franklin Roosevelt gave the painting to his son. And his son, Roosevelt Jr., sold the painting to an art collector in Nebraska in 1950. And he then sold it to a movie producer called Norman Hickman, who made a film about Churchill called The Finest Hours. And that was left to the Hickman family, to their relatives after he died. And it wound up in a wardrobe for 15 years until it was sold to Mr. Brad Pitt, who handed it to, well, none other than his wife at the time, Angelina Jolie. And Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt then part ways very quietly. And then they're in their scrappy divorce scenario. So she sold the painting that was given to her by Brad. Now remember, we come from Franklin D. Roosevelt's house now to Angelina Jolie to an auction house yesterday. The guide for the painting, called the Tower of Kotubia Mosque, the guide was $3.4 million. It sold for $11.5 million yesterday. Isn't that amazing? It was sold by, or to, an anonymous bidder from Belgium. It was sold basically to Hercule Poirot. He said, I love that, yes. And he got it. Amazing. But such is the interest in all things Churchill, and the Crown would have probably helped matters there. And of course, the passage of time. So there you are. That's the fascinating adventure and odyssey of a painting through hands and walls and wardrobes and ultimately Hollywood actresses and divorces and now in some Belgian wall somewhere, who knows. The dog from the Oris, news just in, it is indeed a Bernese mountain dog. So it's a lovely, they're keeping it in the family in that regard. So congratulations and a happy home, no doubt, for the new presidential pup. I love to hear that, says a text about the Stella. My dad worked there as an usher for many years. Isn't that lovely? Says Anne and Newcombe, what a lovely job that must have been. I thought you might find this interesting now that you've been talking about Stella Cinema, says Deirdre. It's a podcast, by Donal Fallon, The Rise and Demise of Dublin Cinemas. Now I'm glad you mentioned this because I've been listening to this podcast a lot recently. Donal Fallon is a friend of our show's as a historian. And what he does for history is exactly what we preach about on this program, which is he makes it accessible, he makes it fascinating. And his podcast, and if you listen to it from the beginning, he's a bit shy at the start going, I hope this is okay. And it grows and grows. It took him out. It didn't even need to grow. He came fully formed as a podcaster. It is a lovely, lovely podcast called Three Castles Burning. And the little insights, the one I listened to most recently was about the Monto, the red light district of Dublin. Fascinating. And what I want to do is, when this whole thing calms down, is go on a walking and drinking tour of Dublin with Donal Fallon. Now, it'll last about an hour, but still, I want to go for it and say, go on, show us, because like that teacher I had years ago who said, look up, the buildings around, cities around Ireland, that's where the stories are, as much as the doorways themselves. Okay, Ryan, you're on. I love Inglourious Basterds. I have it on DVD, but I will finally watch it today, thanks to your recommend. You have it on DVD, but you haven't watched it yet? Okay, well, here's the deal. Fergal in Dublin, if you're watching it, put the phone away. Do not watch the film. That's why cinemas are so good, because you couldn't be on your phone. At home, we're missing half the plot. That's why I love things with subtitles now. Leave the phone, because you can't. If you don't watch it with subtitles, you're gone. Who the heck hasn't seen Inglourious Basterds but listens to your radio show? Come on now, says the text. Come on now. It's quite flighty and feisty. Well, I'll tell you who. Fergal in Dublin. That's who. And I have his number here. So he's a real person. A mad little cinema is the Tudor Cinema, also known as the Excelsior Cinema, near Cumber in County Down. It only seats about 40 people. Oh, lovely. It's been run by a family for decades. And if you ever get a chance to go and watch a film there, do. I think Two Door Cinema Club got their name from the Tudor Cinema. Great, Sean in East Donegal. I always loved the idea of having a cinema in your house. Imagine. Or where do they have one? Beautiful one in Ashford Castle that is a cinema within the actual hotel. And or the White House has a cinema, doesn't it, as well? You just think, God, those lovely seats and sit back and the popcorn, get the whole atmosphere going. Wouldn't that be lovely? rte.ie/history. Brilliant spot. If you haven't, as a history fan or teacher or student, if you haven't been there, go there. Especially if you're interested, as I am, in the famine. Famine Ireland, which is set to be a crucial resource for school students and Irish historians, is there. It's available. What was life like for children in workhouses? How about that? How did so many evictions take place in a hungry country? And how did women of all classes experience the famine? And what happened when starving people rioted for food? Amazing. The psychology of the famine is fascinating. All these topics explored in Famine Ireland, which is the second part of the Great Irish Famine Project. So as I say, rte.ie/history. Well, worth a look there. It was a joy, says Maggie Burke, to hear you talking about the Grand Duchy and about Capitani, this TV show that I finished watching yesterday. 12 episodes, all gone. And to hear your caller from Luxembourg, wasn't she lovely? I just want you to know that you have another avid listener here in Luxembourg and you listen regularly and love the show. Looking forward to be back in Ireland soon. Yeah, I was just fascinated by Luxembourgese. Is that what you call the language? That mad mix of French and German. It's a language I'd hate to learn. One at a time, please. But it's like a pick and mix. But great little show, that. Peter Farrell is the assistant news editor with RT News Digital, who tweeted yesterday to say, in further proof, people in Ireland lose the run of themselves at the briefest sight of sunshine. There is some lad having a barbecue and he's topless in the communal garden of our apartment block. And it is 8 degrees. More power to... I'd say there was a run on barbecues. Is that sunshine? What's that shiny, hot yellow thing in the corner of the sky? Quick. Eddie Murphy has offered an update on the much anticipated sequel to Beverly Hills Cop 4, says entertainment.ie this morning. The news comes off the back of the upcoming release of Coming to America, as in Coming to TWO. So that's back. That's arriving on Amazon Prime this Friday. Murphy debuted the sharp and fast-talking detective Axel Foley in 1984's Beverly Hills Cop, which, of course, 1984... I was just about allowed to go and see that. No, No, we're not doing fake robot man in this. Not no. And Murphy debuted a sequel then in 87, and then there was another one in 94. God help us. And the next one is going to go to Netflix. Is Netflix kind of slightly the new straight to video? It's grand. It's not brilliant. It's grand. I find a lot of the movies on Netflix are grand, and they're just not breathtaking. You know, unless they're classics, but the ones made specifically for tend to be only okay. Maybe it's just they're missing the cinema, like I said at the start. There's a sequel to Twins called Triplets with Danny DeVito on it. Just what the world didn't need. But they're saying that they really don't have a date for that. We're far, far away from that. The only one I'm interested in is Shrek 5. Where's it gone? And he does it. He does Donkey. Like, where's Shrek 5? Don't be telling us about Triplets and coming to America. What's it called? Beverly Hills. I don't want more Shrek. That's what I want. Now, our old pal Henry Hilly was on to say that they're having a Moneygall, the home of the Obama world. Moneygall Football Club, they're having a fundraiser and they're giving away a new 3-berth camper van. That's a nice old prize. Why not? They're stuck for fun, so they win a camper.ie. There's only going to be less than 5,000 tickets, so it won't go on forever. And somebody will win it. It's worth 70 grand. Not bad. Winacamper.ie. Hope you're well, Henry. Good luck with that. And somebody else is trying to raise money. A little girl called Avery. Avery, how about that? Yesterday was the first day of Cork schoolgirl Avery's challenge to raise money for Irish guide dogs. Now, why do I like this? Well, because for her 10th birthday, she set herself the goal of doing 1,000 pogo stick jumps a day in March. I hope she's okay. I mean, that would... Do you do it before dinner? Or after? That's 1,000. That's a lot. More details on her Just Giving page. Avery's 1,000 pogo jumps a day in March for temper. What a cute thing to do. Good on her. Inglourious Basterds also features a woman with her own cinema. Oh, so many interwoven links this morning. Yes, Shane. Well spotted. And they're all so planned, Shane. I came in with a grand plan to interweave. Save it for the big picture. That's what we would say when we rationed our cigarettes at the movies in the olden days when the B film was shown first. There you go, the B film. They used to have the trailers for revolving restaurants in Oregon. You know, they'd have these kind of crazy little tiny films before the actual movie itself, that's for sure. Great story on Churchill, says Helen. We always hear about provenance with art. It doesn't get much more definitive than that. He was a very good artist and loved building walls and architecture in general. Helped with The Black Dog. Indeed, The Black Dog. What was the name of the book? It's quite good, where Churchill's dog comes to visit him and talk. I quite like that. It's called Mr. Chartwell, I think, named after his one of his houses. And the dog and himself have this kind of weird relationship where he goes, not now, please don't. I don't need to see you now. And the dog is kind of going, well, look, I can't go anywhere. I'm your dog. I'm your black dog. And it was, strangely you stayed with me, that book. Mr. Chartwell by Rebecca Hunt is exactly the name of the book. And I saw it there recently when I was doing my cull. It survived the cull, incidentally. It's still there. So that's good. Okay, I've got more places to go. We've got loads of places to go today. And we'll do it all in a second. But where to begin with an old tune? Yes, I know exactly where I'm going to begin today. Right, what do we got? 921? Yes, good. 51551 is the text number. This is the Spencer Davis Group. And we are open for business. All right, my man from Spencer Davis. Could you say hello to my dad? Yeah, Leslie. Hello, Leslie. He's at home working in the kitchen, listening to you every morning. Good man. He works in the book business, so he's always happy when you talk about the different books you like. Well, I was only saying to my eldest yesterday about my book haul at the weekend. I just felt so liberated to get rid of so many books that I just didn't need or want in my life. And it's kind of strange because I was always, they found homes, which is great. They don't get thrown out. But it's just that sense of curating. Do you know what I felt like? A gardener, but with books. And I was kind of deadheading the rhododendron, so to speak. A few years ago, Cork hosted an event, as a text, where people opened their homes to members of the public. And houses were designed by architects or had some historical design or significance. It was wonderful for curious people. And it was like being a judge on Home of the Year. A house we visited in Cork City had a room with a few rows of old-style cinema seats. And a projector. And the owner said they brought their friends in to watch rugby matches. That's pretty cool. That is very nice. And oftentimes when we did the makeover on the Antiques and the Late Late Show, I'm always slightly envious when somebody comes in with four dilapidated seats from an old cinema and then they make them into something really beautiful. Just four. So, you know the way you, so you get the, you could actually have the cinema effect in your home, regardless of the size. And someday. I'd love for you to give... Oh, yeah, I just did that. On the subject of paintings, have you seen Fake or Fortune? Tom wants to know. It's a wonderful program where they use modern technology and trace the provenance of old paintings where the owners are convinced they are originals, but the art world has classed them as fake and it's addictive. I'd like to see that. I will look it up and I will have a look at it and I'll come back to you. Now, I want to give you, speaking of big screens and nice prizes, we're going to give you a prize thanks to our friends with Electric Ireland this week to mark the rollout of their... Is rollout a new expression for launch? Isn't that what they say instead now of launching? Okay, anyway, they're rolling it out. It's a new smart meter price plans, which is going to help change everything about how you use electricity, yeah. If you've already got your smart meter, Electric Ireland will help you make the most of it with benefits like choosing your own billing date or saying goodbye to estimate bills and being able to just see how much electricity you're using every day. And to celebrate the arrival of the new smart meter price plans, Electric Ireland's given us €1,000 worth of smart devices to give away every day this week. So if you'd like a new 50-inch HD smart TV and a brand new iPad for your house, this is your chance this morning. It's very simple. You have to answer 5 questions to make up the word smart, and the prizes could be yours. So give us a call if you'd like to do so at 1850-715-900. 1850-715-900. We'd love to hear from you.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
All right, ready to task, guests. We took up your suggestion and are enjoying Capitani from our sitting room in Saarbrücken, which is 45 minutes from Luxembourg and from the border. And yes, the language is bonkers. What is spoken in Luxembourg stays in Luxembourg. Thanks to the internet radio, we enjoy your show every morning here in Germany. Good morning, indeed. Please say hello to the McGraths and the Reynolds, Letterkenny, from Joan and Alan. Thank you, indeed, for that. All right, we're going to leave it there for today. Thank you so much for listening. Appreciate your time and have a great old day. You can email ryan@rte.ie and we will talk to you tomorrow between 9 and 10. Meanwhile, stay tuned to Claire Byrne and thank you.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.